Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing, Here I Am to Worship, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a light spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high.
Here I am to say that
to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
To the Word of God from Hebrews 9, chapter 9, verses 19 through 22. I thought this was appropriate to preach on the shedding of blood around the topic of the Lord's table, also additionally around the fact that this is Passion Week and we sometimes just jump straight to the resurrection, but I think we need to be reminded of the cross and the price that Jesus paid on the cross for our sins. The Word of God says, starting with verse number 19, "For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats and water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission." That word remission means forgiveness. And he's talking about the forgiveness of our sins. This morning in 10 o'clock Bible study, started this new series on I Am, and the first thing that we dealt with today was on the fact of forgiveness. Folks, you're not going to reach heaven without forgiveness. You're not going to have a relationship without forgiveness. You're not going to have anything in this life, spiritually speaking, until you have first experienced the forgiveness that God offers through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to grasp this fact this morning that the place called Calvary and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ was not an accident. It was a divine appointment of Almighty God. You go back and you read through and course through the pages of God's Word, Old Testament, New Testament, leading up to what was going to happen. The prophets of old in the Old Testament prophesied of this Jesus who was going to die on the cross. Isaiah 53 gives us a graphic description about what would happen. How this man of sorrows would walk sorrow's street. How this man would bear the sins of all mankind. How that he would pay the price totally and absolutely in full. Understand this, at this point in this time, Jesus is not in the face of this earth. Now, he has been in existence, and he's been in existence as long as God has been in existence. Not a lot of folks think, well, Jesus only came into existence when Bethlehem's babe was born into this world, the Lord Jesus Christ. No, he's always been and will always be. That was the means where he came into this world to then be the one that would pay the price for our sins on the cross. So the fact of the matter is today there has always been the Lord Jesus Christ. But understand this, the prophets prophesied of his coming. And of course, they refused, many refused this teaching and many refused this prophecy. And then, of course, Christ did come and lived on this earth about 33 and a half years. And we know the plight that he had come for. We know the plan that God had predetermined. God would make a means of sacrifice. God would make a way of atonement. God would send His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to become sin who knew no sin. That He would pay in full our debt. Thank God today our sins have been paid for. Thank God we can receive the forgiveness of the Lord. See, it was on Calvary's cruel cross that everything changed. Irreversibly and undeniably forever. The fact that you can refuse and reject the cross. You can refuse and reject the God of this Bible, but it does not remove the fact that Jesus Christ, the King of glory, did come, did die, did pay the price, did and was placed in the tomb. But praise God, on the third day, the grave couldn't hold him, death couldn't defeat him, and he arose victorious. That's the hallmark of our Christianity. I stand on that today. So, preacher, what makes that then... What makes you have that evidence? simply stated the Word of God. The Word of God declares it. And if God said it, I receive it. That means that God made a way for me, an old sinner that had no hope. But praise God, I've got hope today. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very apex today and the crown jewel today of our Christian faith. If there was no cross, if there was no resurrection, if there was no ascension, then the whole thing would just be a hoax. But I'm here to tell you it's real. We serve a real God. We've got a real Savior. We have experienced real salvation. And I know that my Redeemer liveth. Calvary and the cross is a place where death and sickness and hopelessness and suffering all would experience the victory that only Christ could give. And it's all by the shedding of the blood of Jesus. The blood made a way. The major theme of the Bible is the cross. So many are looking today to the Bible and looking to God just as a need supplier, just as a burden lifter, just as a help in helpless times. But I'm going to tell you, He's more than that. Oh, He is that, but He's far more than that. You've got to go to the source and you've got to go to the beginning. In the beginning, God. And I'm glad in that beginning God had a plan, because God knew in all of His foreknowledge the sinful plight of mankind. But also God knew that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, would come and die and He would shed. He didn't spill that blood. I've heard that term used and I don't use it, because when you spill something, that's reflective of an accident. I'm telling you, Calvary was not an accident. It was God's divine appointment for propitiation, that He would become, and a plan that He would carry out. And thank God He would provide the help and the hope that we need today. Amen. Praise God. So there's something powerful today that begins in the book of Genesis and courses through every page in Scripture, even to the book of the Revelation. And that is the fact that, listen, He is still alive, and thank God He's in our presence today. He is here. It's in the redemptive blood, the life-giving blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're living today in a church era that I am really concerned about. I'm concerned about the souls of people. I'm concerned today about the church, that seemingly the church has lost its influence in our society. You know, the church even frowns upon the fundamental teachings of God's Word. We today, and let me give you evidence of that. When we condone and endorse and support the fact today of the family element and what God says about it, and we choose some means of what some court has said in Washington, D.C., we have violated God's Word. When we have chosen the ways of the world and the flesh, and we today have violated God's Word, we are in sin. And therefore today the mantle falls at the threshold of the door of the church. And so that being the case, people don't want to hear about the fundamental teachings of God's Word. The church doesn't want to preach about the blood of Jesus. They call it a slaughterhouse religion. Call it if you want that. I believe the blood way. Amen. Also today, the church doesn't want to preach about the cross of Christ. They said it's too grotesque. It's got too much blood, gut, and gore in it. Brother, let me tell you, without the shedding of blood, we have no hope. The church doesn't want to preach about the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just want to preach about a Jesus that comes stringing a ukulele and dancing through the tulips and saying everything's fine. No, let me tell you what. My God's name is not Tiny Tim. My God is a great and awesome God, exalted. And He came, and this is the course that He chose, and He paid the price for us. And we need to the preaching of the cross. The church doesn't want to hear about a literal hell. Let me tell you what. There is a real hell. You reject the Jesus that died on the cross and that arose again on the third day. And if you don't receive Him, you are going to hell.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.